The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
New research has shown that feelings of disgust and shame encourage excessive clothes washing, even among those who care about their carbon footprint. So how often should we be washing our clothes? Laura DeBar is author of Garment Goddess, How to Buy, Care for and Increase the Lifetime of Your Clothes. And she joins me now. Laura, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, the question of how often we should do it. I mean, you'd never think of washing an overcoat after you'd worn it once, even if it rained on you. And you wouldn't be washing it anyway. You'd probably be dry cleaning it. So how often should you wash a shirt?
It depends on what the garment is and when it's worn. Anything that's worn close to the body, like underwear, shirting maybe that you've worked in, something that you've really put through its paces while it's been on, that could be washed each time you wear it. But that would also make us think about what it should be made of when we're choosing these things that we wear close to the body. It should be cotton, which can last a lot longer if it's going to be washed quite often. I think what we are kind of subconsciously trained into do by marketing of laundry products is to wash everything each time we wear it, overwash it. There's this perception of clean rather than a reality of clean. Sometimes we're pulling things out of the washing machine and just because they smell like chemicals that we associate with clean washing, we think it's clean when it's covered in chemicals and we're reducing the lifetime of the garment. So like as a general rule of thumb, I would say underwear, socks, things that are close to the body you'd wash after each use. Then other things you can actually air them or steam them. Like if you have a dress that you've bought that you know isn't the best quality and you want it to last a long time, you've worn it on a night out. Simply hanging it inside out and steaming it can release odours and bacteria from the fibres, and it can also freshen it up enough that it can just be put into storage rather than going through the agitation and stress of a wash.
Now, are we programmed as human beings to react to odours that are a bit off? Because back in the day, that might have indicated the presence of some disease or something that would do us harm.
Yes, I think it's proven that as humans, we are automatically, it's ingrained in us to kind of reject something that we see as unclean. And that's how we survived. It's how we didn't get sick. And it's how we avoided things that had bacteria that would make us ill, etc. But I think that is often played on when it comes to marketing of laundry products. Mm. And we're kind of told that there is such a negative thing with having clothes that have been worn before. Whereas we need to really just think about what the clothing is, how it should be washed, and should it be washed at all? And then also, if it's something that will basically degrade and fall apart if we wash it too much, because the stress of a laundry cycle is massive on garments, as well as the stress that it puts on the environment when we're constantly overwashing.
Sure. How do teenage boys then, with their smelly socks, which they might wear day in, day out, overcome the force of nature, which should be telling them to be cleaner?
I think what you need to do is, again, if it's something that's worn close to the body, under garments or socks, they should be washed each time. But if you want to keep things like odour at bay, like I get a lot of questions about white socks and underwear and things like that. Adding a cup of vinegar to a wash is fantastic for it because it deodorizes, it keeps things bright. If you're using a lot of fabric softener on these garments, it's actually creating a layer that doesn't come off the fibres. That's going to make clothing even smellier than they already are because you're not able to truly wash the fibres in those garments. So I would avoid using things like fabric softener on underwear and socks. It'll only just make the garment wear out quicker.
Have you come across the ad on telly at the moment for boomerang odour?
I haven't. Oh God.
Now, one of the majors, whether it's Procter & Gamble or the other one, are pushing this product for boomerang odour. And their theory is that you take something out of the wash and it's fabulous and you put it on, but then your body heat releases the odour that's still there, even though you thought you'd washed it. And they're calling it boomerang odour. You haven't come across that yet.
No, but I know why that is happening. A lot of times when you'll wash something, it'll come out of the wash and you'll think it's clean. And then as you wear it, you do get that smell coming back up. That is because there's laundry products trapping bacteria and odour in the garments. If you want to reset your entire wardrobe, wash everything with a cup of vinegar. It strips the fibres of any chemicals and products that are on it. And it's a natural, like non-toxic way to do it. Usually it's the products that you're putting onto the fibres that are trapping the smell. It's not you. Mm. This association that we're bad just because we might have a bit of odour or there might be a smell of sweat of us is crazy. It's natural. It's normal. We can use non-toxic ways to get that out of our clothing. We don't need another product. You know, there's always another product being advertised to us.
I mean, obviously we want to be clean, but things like denim, for example, I mean, it's a prize of Demon that it should be stone washed. You know, the more washed, the better.
And denim also, like, there's, I think Levi's did an absolutely amazing job in convincing us that you should never wash your denim. They should be able to almost stand in the wardrobe. But it depends on what kind of denim it is. If you're someone that likes to wear jeans that have a stretch in them, they'll have elastane in them. And washing that can actually make the elastane snap and it can reduce its quality. So never, ever, if you have stretchy jeans that you like to keep the knees and the bum in, make sure you don't apply heat when you're washing them. So you want to do a cool wash, never put them in the dryer, never use heat to dry them. That will keep the integrity of the denim. If it's a proper denim where it's 100% cotton, again, you should be washing it on a cool wash so that you're making sure the dyes stay intact and you're not getting fiber loss, and always take it out of the drum straight away and you won't get those white lines and creases on the calves.
Now, you say load the drum as full as possible.
Yes, so always make sure you can fit a fist on top. So what happens in a washing machine cycle, the clothes clean each other through agitation. So they're rubbing off each other to get out all the stains and bacteria. If you have to empty a drum, first of all, it's a waste of water, waste of money, waste of electricity. But also you're going to get a load of fiber loss because there's too much water. It's going to make the garments basically lose their weight. If you have enough that there's a fist can fit on top, that's going to provide you with the perfect agitation where the clothes can clean each other.
Now, what about microplastics and how they might be leached out of garments? What kind of garments would have these?
So anything that's a synthetic fibre will have a microplastic in it. And microplastics have now been proven to be in our food because they've gone into the ecosystems, they've gone into fish. We're now eating the microplastics that we release through our garments. If you want to reduce this, you know, when you put something in a dryer and you see the lint at the end?
Yeah.
That's microplastics, basically.
Okay.
And that comes out when you're washing as well. So if you're putting a garment that you absolutely love and you like a tracksuit, I often find people complain that their tracksuits get really limp. If you're putting it through a washing cycle and then through a drying cycle, think of all that garment, like the loss of that fiber and microplastics. If you want to avoid this, you can get these amazing laundry bags. One brand is called Guppy Bag. You basically put them in there, you wash them separately in the drum, they'll just be sitting in the bag. They won't get as much fiber loss. And at the end, you'll be able to see the actual microplastics in the end of the bag. And you put them into your regular bin. So you'll be able to contain that microplastic and fiber loss yourself through different ways. But when you're constantly washing anything that has polyester in it, or if it's got any synthetic fiber, you will be creating fiber loss of microplastics going out into ecosystems.
A comment from one of the listeners: I didn't wash a pair of black jeans for 4 years. My new partner then found a 4-year-old receipt in my pocket. So I wash them more regularly now.
I mean, it depends on how you wear them. Quite often, if you really want to keep a garment as it was when you bought it, just steaming it in the areas where you feel like there might be a bit of odour, spot staining, and hanging them inside out will help them thrive for much longer.
All right. Laura DeBarra, author of Garment Goddess, How to Buy, Care For and Increase the Lifetime of Your Clothing.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.